Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The MLB Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, and Arizona. From boosted parlays to in-game odds on every major sport, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today to receive a $1,000 risk-free sports bet. Download the WynnBET app now or visit wynnbet.com and start winning today. We're brought to you by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. Check out the new PropSwap.com and use promo code SGP on your first deposit to receive up to $500 in bonus cash. And we're brought to you by Prediction Strike. Prediction Strike is the only performance-based sports stock market where you can buy and sell shares of professional athletes. Use promo code SGPN to receive a free athlete share with your first deposit of $20 or more. Welcome, everybody, to the MLB Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. My name is Malcolm Bamford, here to take you through this ongoing content train that is the MLB playoffs. We've had winners and losers again last night in a couple of games and a busy weekend coming up. And here to help us unpack everything, as ever, from Houston, Texas, is Mr. Munaf Manji. Munaf, how are you?
I am doing okay, sir. It's Thursday. I am doing a better job of keeping track of the days this week. Another great night of baseball, you can say, but our. Yeah, I will consider by saying our Red Sox are, because you have a 14-1 ticket, are on the ropes here a little bit. But I said Astros in 5 or 6, right, when we did the preview. But we'll get into that in a second. But I'm doing well, man. How's everything going with you over there?
Yeah, everything's okay, Munaf. Like you say, we're approaching the end of the week. I've got a casino job tomorrow, and then the rest of the weekend is my own. So, it'll be a fun weekend of sport. Lots of stuff going on, NFL, EPL, and all sorts. I've got the T20 cricket on in front of me. I've got Oman versus Scotland. This little pre-tournament, you get all sorts of weird and wonderful teams. I don't know any other sport in the world where you would see Oman in Scotland just playing on a level playing field. It's just it's a fun sight. So yeah. Scotland are doing okay in that. I did have a little stare for you on the cricket before moving off, but you said you were going to refuse to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning in order to follow my picks.
I can give you my account login and you can just put it in for me if you want to do that. So is this actually the tournament start or is it just like group exhibitions for like warm-ups?
No, they have a lot of all the smaller countries have like a pre-tournament tournament, if that's correct. So, for example, Oman, Scotland, I think Papua New Guinea are in there, Ireland, Bangladesh, some of the smaller teams. And then two teams will come out of that and they'll progress through to the tournament proper, which I think starts on Sunday, maybe.
Okay.
A couple of the small teams will then join the big boys, England, Australia, India, etc. Yeah, go on.
I did see that. I think India and Pakistan play on Sunday.
Yeah, that'll be a fun game.
Pakistan. I might not be alive come Monday morning.
Pakistan were one of my biggest fancy actually. They're around about 7-1, I think, Munaf, and about 4-1 to make the final. Look like a good bet. So if there's any cricket bettors out there, if you're looking for more bat and ball action in your life, if MLB playoffs isn't enough, have a little dabble on Pakistan. if you can get up at 5 o'clock in the morning. With regard to the playoffs, then, Munaf, we do have a couple of teams on the brink, as you said. The Red Sox are on the brink. The Dodgers are very much on the brink. And last night was a bit of a different type of night. We had an exciting night the other night. We had games that went really on the toss of a coin, on a couple of umpires' calls. Yep. Last night wasn't like that at all. Last night really was two kind of one-sided games.
Yeah, I think we can start with the Red Sox and the Astros game here. And I think this was Chris Sale's best start of the season. Or you could say probably the season, and even the playoffs. I mean, he went 5 1/3 inning. He looked sharp. I think the one mistake that Alex Cora did make was not pulling Chris Sale after or in that matchup against Jordan, because this was Jordan's Alvarez's third at bat versus Chris Sale. And Chris Sale in the first two at bats gave up that home run in the second inning to him. And then another hard hit ball that I believe bounced off of the monster there. So he came up again in the third at bat. I thought, like, this is not going to end well if he doesn't pull him here. And lo and behold, Alvarez hit a two-run double, I believe, or single, that stretched it out to 3-0, and that was going to pretty much be it for the Astros to win that game. But, you know, I think that it was really promising to see Chris Sale just find his form again. I think for the for Framber Valdez, I mean, this is the type of start that a starter for the Astros needed desperately. I mean, very desperately, because the batter or the starting pitching were getting hammered early in games one through three. And the bullpen was holding it down, but you finally had Framber Valdez come out last night and just pitch a very beautiful game for the Astros. 8 innings, 3 hits, 1 earned run, a walk and 5 strikeouts. And then they only had to use one bullpen guy, not even their big arm. So that's huge for the Astros. Now you get a day off. Now you get an extra day of rest for your bullpen. You're coming home now. Now you just have to win one out of these next two games to send the Astros into the World Series again. So, you know, great job by the Astros bouncing back after what could have probably been deflating after all those grand slams that were being hit. But, you know, Malcolm, when we came back and I said after game three that when the Red Sox caught up 2-1, those grand slams aren't going to mean anything because it's in one game. Right. And if you don't do anything with it, this Astros lineup is dangerous, man. 1 through 7. It's really hard to get through a lineup like this.
Yeah. I think last night kind of magnified that, that bad call again off Nathan Eovaldi the other night. It just sort of puts it it gives it a perspective all of its own, because last night kind of represented a sea change in the entire series, where you had it was effectively a pitching duel. We got to the Alvarez homered in the second, but the game went into the top of the sixth at 1-0. Yeah. Valdez was outstanding, ground ball machine. It was all ground balls and double plays. 13-2 in terms of ground outs against fly outs. For Alvarez. And then Chris Hill stepped up. Chris Hill turned up. I saw you tweeted out he's back in big letters, which was assuming you meant Chris Hill and not just like the bin man or someone had turned up. it represented a sort of a different type of game than we've seen in that series, because we were all over the overs, actually, which cashed more by luck than judgment. The line was at 9.5 and that came in at 11. But I don't think anyone would be... That was a lucky win. But it just, like I say, it just represented a different type of game, because we were after the pitchers on the number of outs when we took Chris Sale, or certainly you took Chris Sale for the total outs there. My pick was for a run in the first inning. And that first one came off the seventh batter, first batter in the second inning when Jordan Alvarez hit that home run. So I was one batter too late, which is a bit of a hard luck L anyway. The overcash, but the sailouts didn't. The second game, Munaf, again, Braves v. Dodgers. The Dodgers never really got into it.
You were spot on about this, Malcolm. And I actually had a bad day of baseball betting yesterday, but you were spot on about how the Braves have been out hitting the Dodgers in this series. And again, last night, the Braves got out to a early lead again and pretty much didn't look back. They out hit the Dodgers 12-4. I mean, Malcolm, yeah, we've talked about how great of a lineup that the Dodgers have, but I feel like we're not talking enough about this Braves team. And you got to give a lot of credit to their manager, Brian Snitker, and this entire lineup. I think it's getting overshadowed just because there's so many great players on the Dodgers. But if we look at this Braves lineup, I mean, it's not something to it's a great lineup. I mean, Darby Swanson, Dansby Swanson, Freddie Freeman, Ozzie Albies, Austin Riley, Eddie Rosario had a huge game last night, 4-for-5, 4 RBIs, 3 runs. So I you have to give a lot of credit to this Braves team for what they've been able to do. I mean, nobody was really picking the Braves to win this series. Now, here they are, 3 games to 1 up. Similar situation last year, but we saw what happened last year. The Dodgers came back and won this series, but I think it's going to be a little different this year. I think, you know, we'll get into game 5 that goes off tonight. But as for last night, the Braves got out early to a 4-0 lead by the end of the third inning, and they didn't look back. And they broke it open in the fourth inning, like I said, with the Eddie Rosario home run. Another 9th inning over cash for over better. So, like I said, go buy those lottery tickets. But, yeah, and again, you got to give a lot of credit for them for the way this bullpen. It was a bullpen day for them, like we had talked about, Malcolm.
Yeah.
Drew Smyly, I mean, wow, what can you say? 3 1/3 inning, he did give up 2 earned runs, but he carried it for the bulk of the way for the Braves. And again, a lot of credit to the Braves and what they were able to do going into LA.
Yeah, this Atlanta batting lineup does look like a playoff lineup. They came into the playoffs with the worst record of any team that made it into the postseason. But they had come with a bit of a rattle in that second half. An overhaul, what was pretty a weak division, really. But that lineup in isolation on paper, I know they don't play on paper, but that looks like it looks like a playoff lineup. Yeah. It doesn't look out of place, you know. So, sure. You took the Dodgers, I took the Braves, so we were on either side of it. The Braves were just too big a price. The Braves were the sort of price you see. I don't know, we're talking like Arizona going to like the D-backs going to Houston or somewhere, sort of a +180, +185. And there's no way that was the only reason I took them. And yeah, they out-hit them again. So that's 4 straight games in which they've out-hit them. The stolen bases that we've been looking at, it was Cody Bellinger last night. So I know we didn't name-check him, so I'm not claiming the W. But I think we were on the right lines in terms of the process. We name-checked Trey Turner, Mookie Betts, and Chris Taylor. And then I think maybe Gavin Lux was the other one. I don't know if Lux actually played last night, but Bellinger went last night. So we're on the right line, so I wouldn't put you off again if you wanted to sprinkle some stolen base money on the rest of this this series in terms of getting on the Dodgers, who are going to continue. Possibly even more so now that the lose and they are done. Before we have a look a bit more in depth at this upcoming game 5 between the Dodgers and the Braves, Mina, just for the rest of this Houston-Boston series, can you see a way back for Boston? Or, I mean, in terms of having a bet, is there anything to get your teeth into now? Or do we just maintain a watching brief and maybe see how game 6 pans out?
Yeah, I think that it's going to be... my gut tells me it'll get to a game 7. But it's because tomorrow it'll be all hands on deck for the Red Sox, because you have to win, obviously. And if you don't, your season is over. So I think Alex Cora will pull all the strings that he needs to and maybe will them to a win. But I think that if you are feeling frisky, want to get down on some serious prices for the Red Sox. Let me see if I can find it here on what the series price is right now. Currently seeing Red Sox at +360 to come back and win this series. And both the Braves and the Astros are a north of -400 to win their series. But do we just continue riding this over train? I mean, it's probably perfect 5-0 so far. Why would we get off of it right now?
Yeah, I think you're right. I don't see rant at all. I've got a bit of a bad feeling. I don't know why. This is kind of good. Is that I think Ivaldi might have pushed his luck, or Boston might have pushed their luck with the Ivaldi just once too often. Because we know he has had a good season, but he's not always hugely reliable and he can get hit. They've gone to him a lot of times in these playoffs. He pitched in relief, as we said the other night. And I do think that he might give up some runs. He's going to get the start tomorrow.
Yeah.
So again, I think there'll be runs on both sides of the ball. We've seen the Red Sox and bullpen have kind of, they are what they thought they were situation in terms of Boston bullpen for the last couple of nights. So yeah, just runs. Yeah.
I was going to say, and that's exactly what we said when we were handicapping this or we were previewing the series, is that I just didn't have faith in this bullpen for the Red Sox. And I think that was what was going to be their demise, right? And I think that kind of came to fruition over the last 2 days.
Yeah, absolutely. If you want to get involved in some of those overs over at WinBet, they've got some brand new bonuses to use. You know, we've got the risk-free $1,000 bonus that we talk about at the top of the show. New users can use $1 and win $100 on any sport. You can get up to $1,500 as a free bet on WinBet if you make a first deposit of $20 or more. And whatever your first wager is, WinBet will match it 200%. So if you bet $100, you'll get a $200 free bet, up to $750. So download the WinBet app or visit wynnbet.com and get some overs in your portfolio for that Boston and Astros series that continues tomorrow. But tonight, Moonaf, we're going to pick game five between the Dodgers and the Braves. The Dodgers are -150. The Braves are +115. I do not have a total yet because we don't have a pitcher. I think it's going to be a bullpen day. The last I checked, it's going to be bullpen day. Possibly a little bit of David Price. Justin Turner hurt himself last night. So the natural roster change, roster replacement, I believe is going to be David Price for Justin Turner. But again, that's me just playing amateur manager, so I don't know. So that was on my UK book over here. Do you have anything more up to date, Araki? Do you have it over or under?
Yeah, I see an 8 on DraftKings right now.
Okay.
Lions, +125 on the Braves, and Dodgers -145. Trying to see, when did Scherzer last pitch? I don't know why. I think they might start with Corey Knebel again. I think that's what they've kind of been doing.
I think Scherzer pitched game 3. He was due to go 3-7, I think, Scherzer.
Okay.
This was always due to be bullpen day. I think I mentioned yesterday, this is talking about those odds, again, you're getting plus odds on Atlanta, a team who have won 3 of the 4 games, and out-hit their opponents in all 4. Last night, out-hit them by 12-4. This is the only game that Fangraphs have got Atlanta as statistical favourites. And it's not by much. It's 49.4% or something going for Max Fried going against this Dodgers bullpen. At the risk of repeating myself, that I had +115. If you're telling me I can find a +125, I don't need to tell you, I think, Moonaf, where the bulk of my pick will be going tonight.
Yeah, Scherzer is going. Scherzer pitched on Sunday, so I don't think he came in for relief for any of these 3 games. So he would be on 3 days rest if he probably came in after like a Corey Knebel started the game. Why would you go bullpen day when your back is up against the wall here against the Braves, right? They're down 3-1. I'm guessing Scherzer probably comes in after, if Corey Knebel starts and then he comes in before maybe like two innings to like 5 innings and then works his way there. But let's just get into this game here. Do you think it's done for the Dodgers tonight? Braves are headed to the World Series?
Yeah, I don't see why it wouldn't be. There's no reason. There's nothing telling me anything different. I have nothing in my gut or nothing statistically or with the eye test that would tell me to do anything different or anything's going to change over the last few nights. The Dodgers aren't hitting. they look a little bit banged up, a little bit of wear and tear maybe. The likes of Mookie Betts, like they say, Turner's gone down. They're missing Muncie. Some of the pitchers are just struggling a little bit. And the Braves are just riding this momentum, this adrenaline of being the scrappy underdog and fairly comfortably lead the series 3-1. It hasn't been especially tight, I don't think. In fact, the Braves could consider them slightly unfortunate not to have it in the books already.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that I think for sure Atlanta has that mindset of that, hey, last year we were in the similar situation, down 3-1, and we as Atlanta sports teams typically do, they gave up a insurmountable lead. But I think that you have Max Fried that's on the mound here tonight for the Braves. And Malcolm, we talked about last couple episodes ago when he was the starting pitcher for the Braves. He's had the best ERA in the major since the All-Star break. And I think that for us to get plus money on that, it just makes too much sense, right? So I think that, you know, I think the general public would probably think, hey, it's a must-win situation for the Dodgers. They're going to go out and win. They probably want to extend the series. But for all the reasons that you laid out, is that the Braves have out-hit the Dodgers in every single one of these games. And they've only pretty much had, I think, one game where they had 6 runs to the Dodgers. And that was off of that 3-run home run that Cody Bellinger hit the other night. Other than that, they've had 2 runs, 4 runs, that's 6 runs when they won, and then last night, 2 runs. So for as great as the offense that we've talked about, none of that has came into fruition for the Dodgers. They haven't been scoring the runs, and I think we have to give a credit to the Braves for the way they've pitched this series and, again, how great the bullpen has been for them. So I agree with you. I'm with you on the Braves' money line here. I think they close it out tonight, and they're going to be headed to the World Series.
So we both go for the Braves plus 125. There was one player prop that kind of jumped off the page when I was having a look at this.
Yeah.
And we're going to stick with Max Fried, Moonaf. So the line on his strikeouts is 4.5. It's plus 100. Okay. So it's actually juiced on the right side. So in 2 postseason starts, Fried had 9 strikeouts against the Brewers and 5 strikeouts against the Dodgers. So he's landed 2 out of 2. In his last 20 starts, Moonaf, Max Fried has gone over 4 strikeouts 18 times. 5 or more strikeouts 18 times. The other 2, he had a 4. He had a 4 strikeout game against the Dodgers on September 24. He had a 4 strikeout game against Baltimore on August the 20th. And before that, you're looking at June the 18th. From June the 18th, his strikeout total reads 6-7. 5-5, 7-6, 9-7, 5-7, 5-9, 5-7, 5-6. And then these 2 playoff games, 9-5. So 18 of 20, Moonaf, and you're giving me plus 100 on over 4.5Ks. Am I missing something here? Or is this like finding money in the street?
I was on Max Fried over 4.5 strikeouts when we talked about it on Sunday. And I don't see why that is at even money again for Max Fried. And we've talked about he's been the best pitcher in the MLB, at least ERA-wise, since All-Star break, and how you just highlighted that he's gone over this 4.5 number, 18 out of 20 in his last 20 starts, you said, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, why not? You're getting even money at it, over 4.5 strikeouts. I love the bet there. Lefty on the mound, and again, the Dodgers have not been able to figure out lefties or even figure out any of this Dodger pitching over their last over this course of this series so far. And like we've mentioned, the Braves have been out hitting the Dodgers. And you kind of look at over his last 4 start or his last 5 starts, he's given up 0-0-2-0-2. So I think we might be here looking at another possibly an under game. I know the bats have been hot for the Braves and not for the Dodgers, but I think this is going to be a game where, hey, if there's a pitcher that's in trouble for possibly both of these teams, they're going to get that hook very early. So I think that this is going to be a game of matchups, lefty on lefties.
Yeah.
A batter that can hit a pitcher, I think this might be a good game for an under 8, I believe I see right now.
Max Fried is second half of the season. Certainly be someone you would be interested in having stock in if you could. Well, Prediction Strike makes that a real possibility. Prediction Strike is the only performance-based sports stock market where you can buy and sell shares of professional athletes as if they were stocks. Prediction Strike lets fans create portfolios of their favorite athletes so they can make money and get even closer to the game. Don't just bet on Max Fried. Start investing in him. Use code SGPN if you go to predictionstrike.com and you'll get a free athlete share with your first deposit of $20 or more. That's at predictionstrike.com. Okay, so that's that then covered, moving off. But we do have one other thing to talk about. World Series starts on Tuesday, and our esteemed leaders at SGPN have put a little DFS DraftKings free roll competition on for all the listeners. So tell us a little bit about that, Moonaf. That's exciting.
Yes. So the guess the bosses are in a giving mood. So we have a $200 free roll DraftKings contest that's going to be for only game one of the World Series, which starts on Tuesday, you said, right, Malcolm, on Tuesday?
Yeah, that's right.
So this is going to be exclusive for people that leave us a five-star review. Hopefully it's a five-star review on our MLB Gambling Podcast feed. So first thing that you want to do is make sure you're subscribed to the MLB Gambling Podcast. Leave us a five-star review. Leave us something nice to say about how great Malcolm sounds with his beautiful accent over there in Newcastle, England, or how great his picks have been by him giving out 8-1, 9-1 stolen bases prop bets here. Take a screenshot of it. Take a screenshot of your review once you have submitted it. Head over to the website, sportsgamblingpodcast.com. Hit that MLB tab and you'll see it says, and I should have this in front of me. Let me go there real quick. So you hit that MLB tab and it'll say, the suspense is building.
It says World Series Game 1 DFS free roll.
Yeah. World Series Game 1 DFS free roll. And just go ahead and follow the instructions there. And once you have submitted that, five-star review, we'll get a email about it that you submitted it. And once you have, we will email you the link for that DraftKings Game 1 free roll contest for $200, winner takes all for Game 1 of the World Series. So just to recap it, submit an iTunes review iTunes review for the MLB Gambling Podcast. Take a screenshot of that review once you have submitted it. Head over to the website, sportsgamblingpodcast.com. Hit that MLB tab right at the top, and you'll see it says World Series Game 1 DFS free roll. Just follow the instructions there. Submit that review with your name, your email, all that great stuff. Once we have it, we will send you a link for the contest. Top score in the contest takes $200. Winner takes all. So if you have any questions about it, reach out to me on Twitter. If you're in the Slack channel, send me a DM or drop it into the MLB Slack channel or the general channel anywhere. But the bosses are in a giving mood. We wanted to have a little fun for the World Series. So here we are, DraftKings Game 1 on DraftKings will be going down on Tuesday. So we'll promote it on social over the weekend. But make sure to get those reviews in. Say something nice about us. And hopefully it's a real fun contest. Only caveat is, first 200 people to claim a spot and fill out your lineup. Okay, if anything after that, sorry, you'll be left out. So make sure you get that done ASAP.
Yes, Moonaf, that sounds absolutely fantastic. Are we allowed to play, Moonaf?
Of course we are. We're allowed to play. So we're going to get in there. But make sure you leave a review first before you you get that link there. You know, there's no inside job here. You got to leave a review.
I am absolutely my own biggest fan, Moonaf. So leaving myself a five-star review will not be a problem. Oh, that's good. Exciting stuff then. We'll plug that on all the channels over the weekend and hopefully rustle up a good field of competitors for a little bit of MLB free roll action. And that moon offers brought us to the end, another little bite-sized playoff episode. It's been fun, hasn't it, this week?
It really has, Malcolm. It's been great just getting on here with you quickly, 25, 30 minutes, just cranking out these pods, talking about the MLB playoffs. Yeah, hopefully we're going to be back. We're going to take a little break. We're going to let things play out. We'll come back Monday. We'll find out who's in the World Series. We'll do a recap of the championship series. We'll do a deep dive into the World Series handicap, both of these teams, whichever two teams are in there. Definitely looking forward to it. But it's been a lot of fun this week, Malcolm.
Yeah, it really has. Excellent. Okay, well, good luck, everyone, with your picks. Keep an eye on the usual places. If Big and Moon have any leans over the weekend, you'll be able to find them on Twitter and in the Slack channel. Slack channel, a hotbed of sharps and Salinas, as always. So thank you very much, Moonaf. You've worked hard this week. Well done. It's been the middle of the day as well for me. It's still light. The sun is shining, etc. It's been nice. So good luck, everyone, with your picks. Enjoy the baseball and all the sport you're getting into. Don't forget the free roll contest. Get over to sgpn.com and click on that tab. Good luck. Enjoy. We'll see you down the road. Cheers.